Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. Mr. Gracious here, Mr. Humble. Always a pleasure to be part of your day, and I know it's a dream come true for you to be part of mine. My website is www.jbsba.com, and it's made possible by our wonderful and very important corporate sponsors, which includes the company that was founded by our guest this half hour, Mr. Tim Berry, Palo Alto Software. We're very proud to have them as a supporter of all the things that we do and all the things that you do. And they're the guys who produce and publish and distribute Business Plan Pro 2005. Tim Berry, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Very happy to be back here with you.
It's good to have you back as always. And you and I are coming up on, we're soon going to have a 7th anniversary together. Did you know that?
And it's amazing to me, too.
Well, thanks a lot, Tim.
Seems like yesterday. No. Whoops. Don't take that one that way.
Well, you got it. That's exactly how my audience, they're thinking the same thing. They're thinking, we didn't think he'd make it either.
Well, for all our friends in small business, see, businesses do survive. And here we are both going 7 years later and maybe even having grown.
Maybe even having grown. Yeah, we've grown a little bit. And I know you guys have too. And it's a great world we live in. And I think, you know, Tim, I don't know about you. I mean, you and I are pretty close to the same age. I think you're not more than 10 years younger than me. I am more excited about the marketplace and the opportunities, the possibilities for small business today than I was 7 years ago. What do you think?
That's interesting. Why?
I just think, I don't know if you remember, but in the 20th century, the end of the 20th century, I was predicting that the 21st century would be the century of the entrepreneur, that I saw things moving more in our favor, and not necessarily less in the favor of major corporations, but just that they were not going to be, they were going to not become so dominant on the radar screen, that we had an opportunity to become more dominant on the national marketplace radar screen. And every day that goes by, I think I find evidence of that. Of that being, if there's one thing that I predicted that was right, I think that was it.
And I still see that as a huge trend. We can see that every day. But my answer is because 7 years ago, I was kind of caught up in the dot-com boom.
Yeah.
And believing in that would have made it more so had it been true than what we now see realistically. So I'm with you on the major trend, but the 7 years ago, I'm one of those that doesn't say, oh, I knew it all the time. I kind of got lost in the dot-com boom and started to believe that stuff.
Well, the reason I didn't believe in it was probably because I didn't have a choice, and here's why. In those days, when everybody was trying to be a portal and they were chasing eyeballs, which, I mean, I'd been around the marketplace long enough to know that eyeballs don't buy anything. Only people who want something lay their money down, and that's the only way the marketplace works is people lay their money down. Just coming to visit doesn't pay the bills. And so the reason I refused to believe that was probably just self-survival. Because I knew I didn't have enough money, nor did I know how to create a portal to drive all those eyeballs. But I did know how to create content. And I said, you know what? That's what we're going to focus on. And I believe there'll be an intersection out there one day where the people will come to that intersection, and they will want something that I think we can provide. And I think we're heading toward that intersection.
And ironically now, when we're talking about who was thinking what, your actual history since then really proved how much the Internet can, in fact, change business and spread business around and give real value to people.
As a real tool, not as a plaything.
The problem was that we were starting to measure the value of the business by its Internet traffic, i.e. eyeballs, and it was just wrong.
Mm-hmm. It suspended the laws of economics, and they can't be suspended.
But and I was one of those. Now it may be because we were getting.
But I'm going to stop you for a minute, though, Tim. I remember you tracking this, but I also remember that you never stopped creating a product that had value that people wanted.
Well, and, thank you, Jim.
So I'm not going to let you wander off too much on that because I know to some degree differently than what you just said. What you said to me is okay because I was there with you in those days. But my audience, you know, I need to remind my audience that you know, I know Tim was watching that, but at the same time, he's always been a guy who produced something that people could buy and created value for the marketplace too. But he was an interesting observer. We had a lot of good discussions about that in those days, Tim. I remember that. I remember you said I had too much gray hair to be a dot-commer. Stand by, 22. Stay with us. We're back at 1710. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and having a great visit with our good friend Tim Berry, ladies and gentlemen, the founder and the president of Palo Alto Software, the folks who make Business Plan Pro 2005. Tim, give us your website, please.
www.bplans.com, BPLANS.com.
And that's the give back site, ladies and gentlemen. That's the site that Tim uses to help you understand what a real business plan looks like so you can create your own. And Tim, I want to talk about, and I encourage you folks to go there. There's no sales pitch there on that site. It's just a really good one.
Yeah, that's our entirely free site. Sample business plans, business tools, articles, and answers to questions at bplans.com so that people can help themselves to what they need to do better business planning.
Right, and then if you decide that you need a little extra help with in terms of a computer generated product, then I'd like to get you to encourage you to check out the Business Plan Pro 2005 product. Tim, what about let's talk some more about this 21st century marketplace that you and I are in. One of the things the 21st century, in terms of the marketplace, is significantly different in many, many ways to the 20th century. But I'm not so sure that when it comes to business planning that all that much has changed. What do you think?
I think a lot has to change and should change and is changing because of the technology, to be honest.
But the fundamentals, though, the fundamentals of a business plan, if you wrote one 10 years ago on paper and you did it today electronically, would the fundamentals of how you of what that business plan is, would that change?
I've seen the business plan evolve a lot in the 35 years. By the way, it is 35 years that I've been involved with it.
Happy anniversary.
Also you could guess I'm not 10 years younger than you.
Started when you were only 6, right?
Yeah. But anyhow, I've seen it change, and I expect, although the fundamentals remain the same, the change we want to see and the world needs and therefore would be likely for the 21st century is more emphasis on the planning instead of the plan.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning the process, repeated every month.
Focus on the verb, not the noun.
Yes, the planning, the process repeated every month. The software that we do does a business plan, and over the years we can see more and more companies realize that they always need planning, and people still, say 10 years ago, were thinking of the business plan as a one-time event, a one-time document, mm-hmm. something that they needed in order to get going in the business.
Get a loan or to attract capital.
A business plan event. You need an investor. You're going to start a business. That's when you do a business plan. Well, more and more as business spreads out into small and medium business and into the world, people are realizing it's about having that revision and keeping the plan alive so it actually drives the business. You don't just do one map and forget it. You're constantly mapping your world.
Well, the good thing about that is if you do that, you're constantly in touch with not only the financial, the number side of your business, but also the narrative side, aren't you?
Yes. Yeah, you need, and that constantly in touch is a phrase that really works for what we need in business is the review and the revision and understanding as we change our plan, and we will, understanding why we're changing it, what's happened, how are our assumptions changing. We have so much more information these days. We are so much closer to what's really out there in the marketplace in so many different ways that we need to move faster. You can't do the buggy, the horse and buggy, the same way for 30 years and have people come to you and buy it the same way for 30 years. We've got a fascinating world of change, and that means it's lovely opportunities and new things to do and old things no longer working. So the planning has to guide us through that.
Well, I like hearing you say that. And the thing is, Tim, I wonder if the reason why more people don't do it is because they still aren't, they're still thinking about a business plan as being a document that somebody, I mean, as you know, Tim, one of the things I did when I was a consultant, and before that, when I was working for companies that I worked for, I did the business plans for some of them. And when I was a consultant, I did business plans for my clients, for my consulting clients. And it was and even though I did some of it on electronically, I would create the spreadsheets. You know, this is way back before I knew there was business planning software back in the 80s and early 90s. I would use the spreadsheets and create those electronically. But the narrative, all that was done. It was done on computer, but it was manually done on computer. And with the software that's available today, you know, it seems to me that we need more people aware of how easy it can be.
Certainly the mechanics have gotten a lot easier, both the mechanics of jumping around. You and I have talked before about how in the real world you don't start the plan at the beginning and write it through to the end. You jump around over various topics and how you do the tables and so on. Those mechanics lend themselves to business planning instead of business plan.
Exactly. And that's another reason why I'm hopeful. I'm even more hopeful about small businesses' possibilities in the 21st century than I was in the 20th century. I think business planning capability is going to contribute to that significantly. 10 till, I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Here's Robert Cray to take us out.
Well, I was rolling down the road in some cold blue steel. I had a blues man on the back and a beautician out the wheel.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, having a great visit with our good friend Tim Berry, the president and the founder of Palo Alto Software, the makers of Business Plan Pro 2005. And their regular website, folks, is paloalto.com. Tim, we're talking about business planning in the 21st century, if it's different or not. You know, with all the young people coming on these days as business owners, and more of them are, the average age of business owners in America, small business owners in America, I don't know what it is, but my instincts tell me it's coming down. I don't know if you agree with me on that, but
I think as you and I go up, it might be the same age, but it seems like it's coming down.
Well, exactly. And the thing is that these are the people who are used to finding their expression, finding their information, finding their entertainment electronically, aren't they? The younger,
yes.
Younger kids.
Yeah, definitely. It just that's the way it's done. And also, of course, dealing with more information than we ever believed possible in terms of market data, market studies, false information, alleged information. I mean, their hardest part, where we had to find the information by far today now, the hardest part is sorting and selecting what's valuable and useful.
Well, and you and I invested a lot of money over our lives, I'm sure, if you're like me, in false information. And that's another reason why, Tim, I think that the 21st century bodes well for small business owners. There's so many things that we can identify as an opportunity, do the due diligence quickly, and then rule out the negatives. I mean, you know, I can just imagine, Tim, these kids going online and finding, you know, this thing that they thought they wanted to do, and they say, whoa, no, there's this guy Blasting Game. He did that once, and look, he's been crash and burn. I don't want to do that.
There is also in the advance of the economy, it would seem to me, there's a splintering like you see in magazines and cable TV and so on, where there's opportunity for smaller, more specialized everywhere.
Yep.
More focused. And that can be real opportunity in a way that makes for more successful small businesses.
And Tim,
focus and do it well.
And Tim, in the old days, the more you focused, the more unlikely you were to be able to live in a small town. Because the more esoteric you were, the more you had to live in a large place where there were enough esoteric people who thought like you and who wondered what you needed to buy from you. But now with the internet, you can actually be almost as esoteric as you want to be. For example, last week I was in New York. I met a lady. I was on a radio show, another radio show, the Joey Reynolds Show, overnight on Thursday night. And they brought in a lady for me to talk to. And she was in the high-end Italian food business. She shipped high-end Italian food to people all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
Now she couldn't survive doing that and only that in Sheboygan, Wisconsin, or in Dime Box, Texas. She couldn't do that. But because she was connected to the world through the internet, she can do that.
And there's more and more of that as the marketing tools spread. And, of course, I like the internet for this. I think it makes a huge difference. But you could call it communication in general. The 1,000 cable TV channels and all the magazine media. It is that we're learning how to siphon and focus better throughout the world and in what interests us, which becomes an opportunity for the vendors we choose.
But as much as your company has embraced the internet, you still have your traditional retail channels for your product. And so you're a classic example of where it's not either or, it's both and.
Yes, because business wants to do its best, right? Our business wants to be available where people are interested in buying it.
Mm-hmm.
So, sure, we want to be in the stores, and of course we're in the internet, because we're trying to do our job as well as we can, which is, I guess, what makes any business grow.
Right. Tim, I got to wrap it up before we're coming up on the end of the hour. Before we do, folks, I want you to know that one of the first people to believe in what we're doing here at the Small Business Advocate, at the Small Business Network, one of the first people to ever believe in us and to really demonstrate that was Tim Berry. Tim, on behalf of my organization and my audience, I want to thank you for that and all the things that you do for small business.
Well, thank you, Jim.
And we'll see you next time.
Versa.
Have a great holiday. Gotta go. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. This program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.